You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we're back with Neutral Corner. This week we're looking at media coverage of Operation Peace Spring, which is the Turkish government's sort of military operation inside northern Syria. I guess I'll give a quick summary, as quick as I can, of the events leading up to this. So when you had the Syrian civil war break out against the government, the Bashar al-Assad regime, originally the protesters, the sort of rebels, were quite a disparate force. Quite a few were calling for sort of liberal democracy, but you had a rise of sort of Islamist factions like Al-Qaeda's group, sort of Jabhat al-Nusra, or more famously ISIS, who came to sort of dominate most of the opposition. And they've had quite an ambiguous relationship with the Syrian government up until the last few years. There's allegations that they actually sort of worked together against the more moderate opposition figures. But one group which stayed quite strong, quite committed to a sort of left liberal program, was the SDF, which is a sort of majority Kurdish fighting force. They're often mistakenly just called Kurdish, which then does play into certain narratives about them being just Kurdish, but it's made up of all sorts of like Syriacs and Arabs. And they also, it does seem to be quite a sort of good non-sectarian, left-wing, feminist, sort of ecological group. But they do have also, they did have a relationship, which has just now ended, with the United States, which has been very controversial, especially in sort of left-wing circles, because there's a lot of people who say, well, any deal you do with America means you're a tool of imperialism and so forth. And so that's sort of what I have found interesting about the media coverage of Operation Peace Spring, is it's one of those occasions you get now in the sort of modern world where no one is quite sure what side they're on, because you have sort of people on the left supporting and people on the right supporting this, and you end up on the same side. So the genesis for all of this, though, is that because the SDF does have a significant Kurdish faction, particularly the YPG, which again is not entirely Kurdish but majority Kurdish because of the region, they're considered by Turkey to be a branch of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is this group that goes back quite a few decades, which is considered a terrorist group by Turkey and the United States. They definitely seem to have a sort of affinity, the YPG does seem to have an affinity for the PKK, Kurdish Workers' Party, especially its leader, Öcalan, who I believe is still imprisoned. And they've really used this as, I think, an excuse to then invade northern Syria, which, you know, years ago that would have been seen as Turkey going into northern Syria. That would possibly cause World War III, because Turkey's quite a staunch ally of the United States, whereas Syria's very chummy with the Russians. But now, in this quite ambiguous sort of geopolitical world that we're living in, it seems like this is just happening. And while both sides, Syria, Syria's backers and Turkey and its backers, will make sort of quite a bit of noise about it, you can see that they are effectively working together to sort of get rid of the SDF and the sort of Kurds in the region. So, for the media criticism part, we will first be looking at TRT, which is the Turkish sort of state, sort of English language state broadcaster. They have an interview with Rob Ford, not to be confused with the mayor of Toronto. This is an American diplomat. He was the ambassador to Syria from 2010 to 2014. He seems to have been initially quite a supporter of the more moderate opposition forces in the country. He seems to have gone quite strange now. He had some sort of stoush with the Obama government. So now here he is on Turkish state broadcaster TRT.
Meanwhile, Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria caught many by surprise. Joining me now is Robert Ford, U.S. ambassador to Syria from 2011 to 2014. Ambassador Ford is currently senior fellow at the Middle East Institute and a professor at Yale University. Ambassador Ford, there's been a sense of letdown, as you just heard, among many Syrians that has lasted throughout the Obama years, and you were instrumental in shaping Syria policy then. Now, Trump's decision to pull out of Syria has compounded that feeling of letdown. Was it the right one, and will it stand?
Well, it's entirely understandable that the people in Idlib and elsewhere in Syria feel let down. 9 years of war is a long time for anybody, and the Syrians have suffered hugely, hugely. That said, as someone in the piece from Idlib just mentioned, states operate for their own interests. And Trump's definition of American interests is that we can't fix Syria. And this, I have to say, I agree with him. The Americans cannot fix Syria.
So did he make the right decision, though, then? Does that mean to say that he did make the right decision?
I think he did, because the Americans, in the end, have to turn this over to countries like Syria, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, the Saudis. They're going to have to work out a sustainable arrangement. The Americans cannot impose a solution.
Yes, that was former U.S. diplomat Rob Ford on TRT. Sorry about the sort of audio problems we had there. But you sort of understood what he was saying. He was saying America should leave and they shouldn't be solely trying to fix Syria, which I do broadly agree on, in that, you know, this Syrian problem is going to be solved by the Syrian people. But then he says we should actually leave it to, you know, Turkey and Iran and the sort of Syrian government, which is hardly, I would say, is hardly a democratic representative of the Syrian people, given that Bashar al-Assad's only in the job because his dad was president. But that is broadly in line with what the Syrian government supporters have been saying, because they obviously want to see the Syrian government playing a role in any peace talks. And obviously Syria's big ally in the region is Iran. They also have a relationship with Russia, but I just to cut down on time, I've just taken a piece from Iran's Press TV, which is sort of like their equivalent of TRT. And so they interviewed two people for it. I've only kept in the first one, Brett Yonkers, who is a sort of self-declared Marxist-Leninist, although he's doing an interview with a country that executes Marxist-Leninists, but we'll move along from that. And they also had a Turkish businessman, Hatem Yaruz, who appears to be very involved in the fur seal trade, but also a media commentator. And we were pressed for time, so I cut him out, unfortunately. So here is Brett Yonkers, self-described Marxist-Leninist, on Press TV.
Our guest joining us for this edition of The Debate, we have Brett Yonkers, who's a journalist for Al Masdar News, who joins us from Brussels. And we have Hatem Yaruz, political observer based out of Istanbul, who joins us from Zambia. I'd like to welcome you both, and let me first start with you, Brett Yonkers, if I can. You're looking at an operation that is now a number of hours into it, this operation by the name of Operation Peace Spring. Turkey has said it's against the PKK, YPG, and Daesh terrorists in northern Syria, and they are convinced that they needed to exercise their right to defend Turkish territory by conducting this incursion. Do you think their right is justified, Brett Yonkers?
Well, in a situation such as this, and this attack, basically, in my opinion, this is two of the aggressors, two of the villains, so to say, of the current conflict that has been plaguing Syria since 2011, attacking one another. You know, and at its inception, the YPG, the Kurdish militias, and the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces may have seemed somewhat acceptable in their fight against Daesh and against Al-Qaeda affiliates in the region, but ever since, it has become very clear to observers, basically, and to everyone who pays attention, that these Kurdish-dominated militias have become little more than satellites and then pawns of U.S.-dominated imperialist policies in the region. Whereas at the same time, of course, when you look at the Turks, Turkey has since the very beginning of the Syrian civil war, been one of the major backers of the so-called Free Syrian Army, which a few days ago, has increased in size. They have sort of regrouped under what is informally called the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army, in order to bring down both the Kurdish militias. But of course, this Free Syrian Army group is also opposed to the Syrian Arab Republic and the legitimate government of Syria itself. So when you have these two attackers, these two occupiers, in a way, fighting one another, I don't really see a good side or a bad side per se in it. I usually try to look at the entire conflict from the perspective of how it may benefit or harm Syria and the Syrian Arab Republic in general. Mm-hmm. Now, as to whether or not Turkey is justified in fearing the SDF and fearing the YPG, I do believe that they have somewhat of a point there, because I don't think it's far-fetched to believe that the YPG has intimate contact with the PKK and with Kurdish secessionists, Kurdish rebels within Turkey. So from a purely, let's say, strategic perspective, I understand what Turkey, where Turkey is coming from, but I believe there would have been a much better way of solving this for Turkey, and that is to completely respect the territorial integrity of Syria and to cooperate with Damascus and with Russia and with Iran, with several, all these nations that have a vested interest in preventing a US-backed Kurdish secessionist from taking over power in the north of Syria.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.